This is a Rusak Gamer Special Edition, a fiasco game called Hell's Highway. You want to get out of here? You talk to us. This is a special edition of our podcast where Jeff Todd and I play a game of fiasco using a playset written by one of our own, the man called Joe. It's a playset in the style of The Road Warrior, but we take it in a weird direction. You can download the playset from our website, RusakGamers.com. Enjoy the show.
And we're rolling.
Okay.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Keep those dice so rolling.
Man, my ass is swollen. Rawhide.
Already?
I didn't even notice. Mm-hmm. You're on this. Okay. Tonight, little special treat, kind of like the holiday special. We don't have everybody present tonight. There's only the three of us. You want to do introductions?
I'm Roy.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Todd, brought to you by Claymation by Rankin Bass.
That was the last game, dude.
Yeah, we're not doing that tonight.
Oh, okay.
So tonight we're gonna try Fiasco again because out of, you know, we only have about half the group here.
But it's the good half.
That's right. It's the quality. And so tonight, we're going to do Fiasco again because it requires three players, and that's what we got. And we enjoyed it so much last time, and I don't think Todd got to play last time.
Negatory.
So what we're going to do is go through the rules again briefly for Todd's sake and walk him through it, you know, sort of the overview.
Todd's sake.
Well, and for Roy's sake, too. And and talk about, you know, and for our
loyal listeners.
Loyal listeners. And then we're going to try and play. And something special tonight, one of the players that couldn't be here is Joe. But Joe wanted to take his hand, try his hand at doing a play set. So last time we did the Bass Rankin deal for Christmas. So
did
Joe,
you really?
We did.
Yeah. I was making that up.
You are kidding me.
Not a bit.
You are.
I just made that up.
You are full of it.
No, I promise you.
You are so.
I promise you. I had no clue what you guys did the last time.
Are you kidding me?
Not a bit. Nothing.
Have you even listened to the podcast?
No.
That's exact.
I don't listen because I can't stand listening to my own voice. That's why I don't.
Well, you're not the
to
only
it
one.
Yeah.
I can't stand listen to your voice.
I can't stand listen to any of y'all's voice. I gotta edit the darn thing.
So no, what we did for Christmas was we did a fiasco playset based upon the Bass Rankin.
Did you really?
Yes, we did.
What was the name of your character? Ginger Snap.
No,
Ginger something the elf. What was the elf?
Based on Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh, Jerry.
Sugar Plum Jerry.
Sugar Plum Jerry. Jerry. That was his character's name. You need to listen to it, because that's
a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was a fun episode. So I'll stop banging on the table. Okay, so here's... that's hilarious. Back to Joe. I'm sorry. Joe wanted to try his hand at a playset. So he has written a playset called Hell's Highway. And let me... This is the score, which is sort of the preamble to it. It's called The Big Blast. The year is 2074, 26 years after a worldwide radiation accident scorched the Earth. Weaponized cars roam the wastelands in search of gasoline, fortune, and food. The slave trade is booming, corrupt officials and outlaw gangs reign free, and a dwindling highway patrol struggles to uphold what little peace is left in the world. Brave, or stupid, parenthetical, highwaymen try their luck in The League, a vicious death race in a corrupt city of Broken Hill. All is not lost, however. There is a resistance forming. A loose network of renegades, gadgeteers, and freedom fighters is starting to surface. Safe houses and outposts are slowly popping up, and there are even rumors of usable soil out there. Will you join the outlaw gang of marauders in search of potential slaves? Will you trick out your car and win the fortune racing in the league? Will you seek out justice and avenge the murder of your partner from the highway patrol? Or are you just trying to locate a pilot light to fix that passenger side flamethrower on the Plymouth fire bomber you stole last week? Movies he recommends, of course, Death Race, The Road Warrior, Postman, Book of Eli, Damnation Alley, books in those veins.
All right, how many people have seen Damnation Alley?
I haven't seen it.
In years. It's been years.
I haven't seen it. I don't even know if I've seen George Death Race.
Kurt Russell, wasn't it?
George Papard was in it also.
Yeah, but
I'm... I am a big fan. See, you guys, I don't know about the Death Race and those.
Yeah.
I get the gist.
Awful movies.
I get the gist, of course.
Great movies.
But I'm more of the Mad Max, Postman.
Mad Max is,
Luckily,
took my mother to see that one, by the way, when it came out. Yeah.
The Road Warrior.
Yeah.
The Road,
Road Warrior. Yeah. Yeah, and about the time they came out, half the movie, I'm fighting my mother's hands trying to keep it off my
mind. What a scene! But, Mom! Okay, so that's the place that we're trying tonight. This is a first for us for playing the playset. Joe has never had it played. He is going to try to be with us tonight via Skype. But he's away for work. He may join us later, so we've got it set up. So if he beeps in, we may pause to get him in so he can actually just listen to how the game goes. And then maybe we'll get to this published for you guys, so maybe you get to play it at home. All right.
Well, yes. You know, as soon as Joe gives me the okay, we'll upload it to the website and post it there.
Jan Michael Vincent, not Kurt Russell. Always get him mixed up.
With Joe?
No. I'm talking about Damnation Alley.
Oh.
And George Papard.
Okay. So,
isn't that the fancy tank?
Yeah, it had the triangle shape.
Well, that was
wheels.
The one I always thought. I wanted Joe to. Tank Girl. Tank Girl is what I was thinking about.
That's a bad movie.
It is a bad movie, but it's very campy. Oh, and I'm sorry. We're doing high literature here tonight.
If we are, can we do Sword and Sorcerer?
Yeah, see, there's that.
I did see that.
I have seen that.
I've seen. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
In glorious podcasting news here, Todd is showing a picture.
Yes. Look, everybody.
Look, everyone.
What is the. What were you getting that?
IMDb.
IMDb, Damnation Alley. Yep. There's some photos of the tank he's talking about right now. Okay, so, Todd, this is how the game works.
Okay.
Okay, the game is basically broken down into five. Five, one, two, three, four, five. I think I actually counted it like that last time, too.
Yeah.
Okay, first you have the setup where we go through and we establish the relationships between the three of us.
Right.
Okay. And also, in addition to the relationships, we establish a need, an object, and a location.
Okay.
Okay. Once we've done that, then we start. We start with the person from the smallest town. That may be you. Are you Alabama? Are you
from here. I was born here.
Yeah. Oh, well... You're probably the oldest.
I'm the oldest.
So we'll say the population was the smallest at that time. So you will get to start. In that, we each get two scenes in the first act. Okay? We'll start with you, progress to Roy, then me, then back to you.
Okay.
Okay? And when we do that twice, act one. Now, what happens is...
Okay, hold on a second. That would be great if Todd had played the game before. You want to let him do the scene without ever having played?
No. I'm about to explain to him about resolving and establishing. Now, when you do a scene, what happens is you either get to... You choose. I want to establish a scene or I want to resolve the scene.
Okay.
Okay? Now, you say, all right, this is my character that we've set up in the setup, and he is in this place doing X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
And then Roy and I get to figure out what happens to you.
Oh, okay.
Now, depending on the result of the scene, if it's good for your guy, you get a white die. If it's bad for your guy, you get a black die.
Okay.
Okay? And then you could have all black die at the end of the game, all white die. What you don't want to have is an even number.
Yeah.
Because eventually...
You roll the die.
You roll them against each other, and your black die versus white die total, whatever the difference is, mm-hmm. the lower that number is, the worse it is for you.
Oh. Okay.
So, if you choose to, if you want to resolve, which is what you'll want to do later, and I'll get mm-hmm. to that, we establish the scene. You say, I'm going to resolve. We establish the scene for you, mm-hmm. and then you say what happens. And you basically determine what happens to your guy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And it can be anything. Now, at the end of the scene, we award you a die, good or bad, for your guy.
Mm-hmm.
In Act 1, you take that die and you go, okay, I'm giving it to Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm giving it to you, Jeff. You have to give it away. Can't keep it. It has nothing to do with how the scene went, mm-hmm. and nothing to do with who did what. It has everything to do with who you want to mess with.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So if you look at Roy and you see, hey, Roy's got two white die, I got a black die. Here, Roy. Now you have a black die.
Okay.
Okay. And So, once we do that, we go through, and once we get through half the dice that we have, right now we've got 12 dice, 4 dice each, 2 black, 2 white, in front of us. Once we get through half
of these... You want to try that math again?
12 dice.
4 dice each black.
Four dice each. Three, and there's 3 of us. Okay. 2 black, 2 white.
Okay.
Did I say 4 black?
You said you got 4 dice black, 4 dice white. We got 12 dice.
I don't think I said that. I may have misspoken. But anyway, 4 dice each.
Rewind it, everybody.
Don't confuse...
Math is hard.
Makes my head hurt.
Okay, 4 dice per person.
4 dice per person, 2 white, 2 black. Once we get through half of them, we're at the end of Act 1.
Okay.
Okay, which will be 2 times around. At that time, we will do the tilt, which is when you take the dice and you roll them against each other. Mm-hmm. The person with the highest black total and the highest white total, okay, mm-hmm. when you calculate the difference, gets to look at the tilt table, which we have right here.
Okay.
And also have a nice printout.
Okay.
And that determines what the tilt's going to be.
Okay.
So then you get to choose from the pool of dice and say, we roll the dice and you say that are remaining, and you get to pick tilt elements, and we tie those into the story that's already been established for the other 6
things. Okay. Right.
Then we start, put the dice back, mm-hmm. and we start in Act 2.
Okay.
And we do it again. But this time, when a dice is handed to you, or when your character is awarded a die for good or bad outcome for their scene, you keep it.
Okay.
Okay. So it's beneficial to resolve in Act 2.
Okay.
And then at the end, we have the aftermath where we basically go through the dice, and for every you roll off, and you have the difference. And I think it's for every die you have at the end. I'll have to go back. I'm a little fuzzy on this.
Yeah.
Because we had to cut... The last time we had to cut it short, we didn't get a scene, 2 scenes each in the last game because we just ran out of time and number of people and learning the game. At the end of it, you pick your die up, and each die gives you a scene where you say, this is my guy doing X, this is my guy doing Y, where you basically...
Well, you take your die that you have, and you roll them, and then you go to the black high, white high...
Right.
And that tells you... How badly screwed up you are.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
And then
I'm sorry.
You get to determine how badly screwed up you are. Even if at the end of the... Because at the end of the game, my character was actually running pretty high. But because of the dice, he ends up badly.
He ends up basically, prostituting himself in Detroit after he fell off a reindeer escaping.
There you go.
So, I mean, it that's the way it kind of turned out. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert for the holiday episode. okay, so let's go ahead. Does that all make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's
about as much sense as it's going to make at this point.
Exactly.
Let's go through and let's start doing relationships, needs, locations, and objects. All right, I'm going to roll the dice in the middle. Now,
Jeff always has to roll the dice because he just likes to roll the dice.
Well, they're my dice. You want to roll them?
I'll lick them.
You want to lick my dice?
Roll the damn dice.
All right.
Yahtzee!
All right, so now we have 2 ones, 3 ones, 4 ones.
Okay.
All right, we have no twos.
Ooh.
We have threes. We have a four.
Two fours,
2 fives, and a 6.
Oh!
Okay, so here's what has to happen. We start with, do you have a copy of Joe's?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We start with... I don't think... We don't have to start with relationships, do we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you do, actually.
I don't think you have to do relationships first. I think you can go, like, to an object, but you have to do it with the broad categories.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first thing you do, you look at the dice you've got,
you better look at them like that.
No, I'm good. I'll just flip like this. For the sake of doing this, first thing you have to do is assign... You could say, all right, I'm going to go with 1 family and romance. And I'm going to put a relationship over here, family and romance. Okay? And then Roy goes and he says, all right, I'm going to assign what that relationship is by pulling another die, and you have to pick a number here. So it limits your choices.
Okay.
Okay? And then Roy can either flesh that out, or he can go to another broad category and assign it to somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Between me and you, or he can keep it.
Okay.
So you can put it down, you can give it anywhere.
If you're first and you want it to go to the waist,
mm-hmm.
the 6 comes out. You can't pick a number six at all.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And, even in the subcategories?
Right. Even in the subcategories.
And when the card gets assigned, you put it here, put the six on it. Say you want to say, I want to do an object, put it right here, you put the number on it.
Okay.
Okay? You can put it between you two, between the two of us, between us.
Okay.
Okay? And basically, you need a relationship between each one of us. We need an object, a location, or a need between each of us.
Okay.
Okay?
Y'all go first, so I can...
And as we go through it... All right. And the last die, wild.
Okay.
So whatever. So if there's something out there that you're dying for, and it's a two, you could... You know, if you're going to be the last guy, I'll tell you, let Roy go first, and so you get to be the last guy.
Okay.
All right? So, Roy, what do you want? Where do you want to start us?
Okay. Family and romance, Alex, for one.
Really?
Yes.
Right.
And where do you want them to go? Between you two.
Okay.
Family and romance.
All right. Let me see. Let me see what else we got. Got a bunch of ones. Oh, dude. I've got the six, and I'm putting us in the waste.
Good
call. Okay, hang on.
And that's so a relationship. That's right. Not a location.
Family. Hang on. Oops, family / romance.
Uh-huh.
With a one.
Right.
And then I'm doing location wastes. So we know where we are.
Okay. All right?
I want to be in the waste.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you do location in the waste?
There is no location. There's no for location waste. In
the waste. Yeah, the waste.
No.
Oh,
that's a relationship.
That's a relationship.
Okay, then I'll... Hang on. Hang on. Sorry. See, he's got the... All right, hang on. Joe, this is a problem. All right, hang on. I'll fix it. Okay, locations.
Lives of the waste.
I'll tell you what. I won't do waste. Because that's actually a relationship. I'll keep the relationship. I'm going to do the strange, which is a location.
Yeah.
Number five, you're good call. I'm going to do... Oh, he put it in here.
What?
Instead of Barter Town, he's got Hagglesville. I want to do...
Hagglesville.
I want to do Hagglesville. All right, Hagglesville.
So you pick strange with the five, but then you get to pick what's in the
box. No.
Strange. Sorry, you're right. Strange. You're right, because I want broad category.
He wants Hagglesville.
I do want Hagglesville, but that's all right. Now, Todd, you have to pick a broad category, or you could do Hagglesville.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, five. Right? So you can flesh out this relationship between us.
Okay, is this location for everybody?
Yes.
It's primarily between us.
Okay.
I mean, that it establishes where our characters are, but anybody can use it.
Oh, okay.
And as we go through, if... We come up with a new location or a new something comes up in story. We just create it and throw it out there so we can refer to it.
Okay.
But they recommend stick with what's on the table to keep from getting too far afield.
Okay.
All right.
Which we might have done in the first. But that's okay. We had fun.
No, I don't think we did. I think we were pretty good about it. I think we stayed with everything. We had a couple of things that went out there.
Yeah. But,
okay. So what do you want to do? You can do another relationship, which is kind of easy, or we could do a need or an object.
I'm going to do a need.
Okay, broad category.
Yeah, and this is to Roy. Do I pick between?
You can do between us or between you.
Okay.
Or, well, you can't do between us.
Right.
Because the location object have to go.
Right.
All right, I'm going to do between the two of you is to get even.
Ooh! Okay, to get even. Awesome. Okay, so now for people at home, we have three ones left, two threes, two fours, and a five and a six.
If I choose the one I want, it's just going to be so sad.
Well, it's a wild card. I get to go. Well, you get to go last, so you're going to get the one. All right, new guy.
Pick what you want.
Yeah.
Come on, Roy.
I'll do husband-wife.
Really?
Yeah, for you two.
We're husband-wife?
Yes.
You were going to do friends with benefits.
I'm going to do friends with benefits.
All right, husband, wife. All right.
Because that was the first things I saw when I was flipping through this for Joe this morning. Or yesterday, wasn't it?
Okay. So we're husband and wife, which, I mean, it's the future.
Uh-huh. It could be husband-husband.
It could.
It could be wife-wife if you
are. Dominant, submissive, or, you know, we don't.
Not that there's anything wrong.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Okay. Thank
you, Jerry.
Well, Roy, Todd, I'm going to do a relationship of, let's say, yeah, we got a couple of those. Let's say enemies. Ooh. And let's, I'm going to put it between you two. All
right.
That's a three.
Okay.
That's enemies, not frenemies, right?
Right.
No. Okay. Right. Hate that word. Okay. So, Todd, what do you want to do? We have a three left, two, three, a three, 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 one, sorry, a three, three,
we
ones.
We have a relationship and an object.
That's right. Relationship and an object.
And a need.
And a need.
Yeah, and a need. Well, we flesh out the need.
Yeah, we need to flesh these out. Like, we still have strange location still has not been fleshed out.
We know what that's going to be.
Do we?
Yeah. I figured you would have taken it this time.
No, because I want to get you. I want to put you at odds with me and Todd. They're messing with me.
Well, I am going to be
making,
at odds
making
with you
Todd too. My wife.
I am going to be at odds with you too.
He likes to spoon.
Speaking of which, we got our hotel rooms for Gen Con.
Yay! Okay, you got a relationship, an object, and a need. Or object, yeah. Or you can flush these out.
Okay. Where's the object? Oh, we haven't done an object.
No, nope. The object is going to go over. It's going to go
here.
Between you guys.
Yeah,
because the need's here, and we need to establish the relationship.
Okay, I'll do an object.
Okay, what kind of
Android?
A weapon?
Unfortunate.
Ooh!
Actually, no, I can't do that, because there's not a five out there.
There is not.
Sorry.
Well, you could hold off until the end.
I am. I will do
no,
that.
No, he can't.
No, he Why can't not? Do unfortunate.
He can't hold out to the end, because he's going to be fleshing out whatever's
left. Yeah, that's right.
Well, what's four? What's four?
Helpful.
No. Valuables, transportation. Well, it's always fun to throw in some transportation in the future.
He did put the tank in for you.
Well, and he also put in the 1974 Ford Falcon. I love that.
Nice.
Yeah. That's the ugly yellow one.
Well, it's black by the end.
No, that's the Pursuit. It's a different car.
I don't think it is.
Interceptor and the Pursuit are different. That's what the email was about today.
I didn't see your email today.
Yes, you did.
That was yesterday.
No, that was today. Would you like to go to the record, sir?
No, not really. Because frankly, I don't think anybody else cares but you.
So I was saying, you keep talking about the
All right, I'll flesh out one. Then I'll go ahead and do this.
Maybe
okay.
It was yesterday.
What do you
the need
Ooh.
To get even.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of emails today.
With your ex-husband wife.
Okay, let me write that on there.
Ooh.
With ex-husband wife.
So, which one of y'all was I married to?
Well, it's between you two.
I know. Well, that's me.
So,
I have to be married
so either
to you.
I'm a woman or you're women.
Or we're all guys.
Or they're all guys.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
Oh, I stand corrected. Roy. Yesterday.
Oh, thanks for going to the record.
I went to the record.
Roy, you're up, bud.
All right. So what we got, the relationship between us.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and do that.
You're right, because he got the second car later on, didn't he?
Yeah.
In the movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you talk about Mad Max, when he gets the interceptor.
Yeah.
What? I'll leave that one to you. I want to do crime. Family, I'm just, yeah.
Yeah.
You can do adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no fives. That's what.
Yeah. I was really wanting five. Oh, well. Adventure.
Five? Relationship adventure?
Yes. Four. Yeah, number four.
Between you and me, I guess.
Yes.
And that leaves an object. Well, I could flush these out.
Uh-huh.
Or I could determine what the object is and put it over there with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And you got one, four, and six.
Oh, you almost have to do transportation, don't you?
Well, we got one, four.
No, you can do valuable.
Objects four and six. Helpful. So I have a shotgun with plenty of shells. Yeah, no, I'm not down with the German Shepherd right now. Transportation. You know, considering we've got...
fairly obedient German Shepherd. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can't... I'm just going to say...
Transportation? Or else it's going to be awful monotonous for the last...
Well, actually, no.
Yeah?
Hang on a second.
Oh.
I may go back. Hang on.
Relationship?
What's the location? What do I have for location over here?
Hagglesville is still on the table. That's what I left.
What number was that?
Six.
All right, I'm going to take Hagglesville. Hagglesville. The brothel's full. I have skills I can trade them. The brothel's full. Okay, so we're done over here.
Yep.
Todd, you're up.
Okay.
Object is still open between you and us.
We got a bunch of ones. Ones and a four.
So. Okay. Then, relationship. I'll flesh this one out.
Uh-huh.
Betrayed lover, betrayer.
Write that on there, please.
Ooh.
Wow. It just got interesting. Considering husband and wife here, former husband or wife.
You know
there,
what I'm seeing here? You know what I'm seeing here? I'm seeing the third wheel of the relationship between the two guys in Road Warrior.
Yeah, that's kind of what I... Thanks, John.
Okay, right, object. Transportation.
Give me the marker, please. Object. Transportation.
Oh. And you know what? You can save your wild. No, he won't get... I get the wild.
No, because I'm next, and then him. You just
win. There's two dice.
You just win transportation.
Then
I
know.
Him. Then me. And the last one's wild. Whichever one of these, it's either one or four. And
oh,
he gets,
okay.
And he's not stuck
he
with
can
one
use
or
it
four.
With whatever. Okay.
Exactly. Well, if we're doing transportation...
Then we could use the motorcycle with sidecar.
Well, wait a minute. Where's the object going?
Oh, it's going here.
Okay. And once and what is it? Motorcycle with sidecar.
Three, which means
oh,
he could do it.
Oh, okay, all right, all right. So we got husband and wife here. Adventure. That's what we got, right?
Yep.
So you could do a Ford Falcon right. XB sedan.
All right, hang on.
You
good?
Yeah.
Hang on. Adventure. Wait, darn it.
Resistance Freedom Fighters or Pony Express Riders. Or Sponsor Racer.
Wait, relationships? Adventure?
Right.
Yeah.
You got one or four.
Sponsor Racer or Resistance Freedom Fighters or Pony Express Riders.
I want a two-man or one-man leaves.
We're going to have Joe shuffle these up a little bit because we seem to want a lot of sixes.
Yeah. I have to work on the rotation of the dice because a lot of you know. What's my other option here? Where else?
Gyrocopter.
And
well, yeah. What are the transport? Transportation.
And the Falcon.
But see, I was hoping Todd would go with the motorcycle with sidecar for that one.
I'm going to take gyrocopter.
And let...
Which is a small two-person kind of vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what number is that? Doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter because the last
four.
Okay. So, Todd.
Pick an adventure.
And it can be any of them.
An adventure related.
That's what I was hoping. All right.
You don't think I know the law?
Was it I who wrote it?
Auntie, two men in dispute.
Okay, now we put all these back. But before we do, and we can put away the this.
Yeah, okay.
We're done with that. Now, we need to figure out who we are.
Yes. Okay, so our relationships. Relationships.
Relations, we're husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
We're enemies.
And your ex-husband.
All right. I will take the role of the... I will take the female role here.
Sure you are. I'm a Leonard type. Even with ex-husband or wife. Two men enter, one man leaves.
All right, how about...
So what is that exactly going to mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Cage match between me and my ex-wife if you're playing a woman?
Well, I could be a dude.
Because you know what? I'll take a shotgun upside your head.
You don't have a shotgun.
I can have one.
You might. Let's see. How about... What's my name?
I don't know. Todd, you know your name?
I'm going to be Philippe Agador.
Oh my god.
Or Aggie.
Aggie Agador?
Agador. I'm going to be Aggie. All right.
Male or female?
Yes.
All right.
It's what the camp needs.
And who are you?
Damien Feldspar.
Oh my god.
The demon. Sugar Plum.
I don't know if I can compete with that.
Sugar Plum Jerry.
Gerald.
Really? Another Gerald?
Hold on.
How about Drareg, which is Gerald backwards.
No. Mad Gerald.
Mad?
Mad Gerald.
Mad Maxwell.
How about Louise Gonacol?
Louise. Wheezy.
Monostat.
Yeah.
It could be a nickname.
I know.
You know, it's like I love...
Lulu Monostat.
Wheezy.
Hedgehopper.
Wheezy.
Okay. Wheezy.
Wheezy.
Wheezy. All right. So.
So you're a little penguin from Toy Story?
Oh, you said that after you wrote it down, too.
Oh, no, man. Maybe I'm...
Whee! So you got emphysema or something?
Been smoking a bit much.
Okay. Wheezy. He's got emphysema from smoking all the time.
Mechanic. I can't spell mechanic.
Maybe that's
mechanic extraordinaire.
Okay, so husband and wife.
Yes,
me and Damien. He took me away from
Wheezy.
Wheezy. I'm trying not to be a stereotyper, which would just suck. Took me away from Wheezy. Because Aggie goes to the fact that I've got big stones. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the way it is.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Yes.
No, I'm still working. Okay. So the object is a gyrocopter, and it's between you two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the... the relationship, adventure, two men enter, one man leaves. I need to get even with him. Why? Do we want to... Oh, we don't need to flesh it all out, but we just need to establish where the story is at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Go from there.
Okay.
All right. You've written mechanic next to your guy.
Yeah.
I'm homemaker. Hey. It's a little shack, but it's neat and it's tidy and everything's got a place.
I don't know about having a shack.
No, we're in Hagelsville. That's where we live.
Yeah.
So perhaps we have a gyrocopter. Needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm. I think you stole it from me.
I think we have a gyrocopter. It needs to be fixed. And maybe I got it in the divorce.
Yeah.
But you're the only one that can fix it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, there is a competition coming up.
Is that going to our... Turn that. Inwards. Yeah. Okay. So, adventures, two men enter, one man leave. That's our relationship.
Maybe I won the gyrocopter from you, and you're mad about it.
Maybe we start in on the game.
Okay.
We do that during the game.
Okay. Do you want... All right, so that's where we are. Relationship here, gyrocopter, dispute over the ownership...
Sure.
So the gyrocopter's busted. He's a mechanic. And we have this relationship. We have a need to get even. One of us needs to get even with the other one.
I'll fix it.
And, but there's a betrayal here. Betrayal, betrayer. Mm-hmm. Betrayed lover mm-hmm. and betrayer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
I'll start.
Okay, Todd's going to start. Do you want to establish or do you want to resolve?
I'll establish.
You want to establish?
Yeah.
Oh, you can let us resolve it?
Yeah.
Nice! All right.
So how do you normally do this? In the first person, or does it matter, or how have you guys done it?
Like just describe it like you're, say, describing the scene. Like, the scene comes up, and you don't have to say it like that, but you just describe
like
you're the third person, and then when you get in, like if you walk in, you want to talk to me. We just engage in first-person conversation.
Okay.
You can do a monologue. It can be an aside. It can be a color scene.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Burning Empire.
Okay.
And during the scene, we kind of...
We can throw in ideas.
Yeah, and we kind of... We are the ones who decide what color die this is.
Okay.
At the resolution.
Yeah.
So we can resolve it, and we can sort of decide between us how we're going to resolve it. Okay.
Damien the Demon Feldspar got his nickname recently when he married his lover Philippe, because in the previous divorce settlement with that Yahoo Wheezy, he got the gyrocopter, and he has needed to be a scout, so he doesn't really know how to fly it very well, but he just gave it his best shot. So he flies all over the place.
Damien,
yes. So I'm flying all over the place looking for more gasoline. I'm looking for people coming in, looking for whatever the higher-ups tell me to go look for. Sometimes I come back in 10 minutes, sometimes I come back in 10 days. I've come back with it in pieces, but I've always come back. Bloody.
Which is a big comfort.
Yes.
Aggie, who waits with a light burning in the window
exactly.
every night.
Exactly.
Very dependable man you got there.
That's right.
Aggie.
Now,
so what's the scene?
What's the scene?
Or is that it?
No. I walk in. I've come back from one of my long missions, and the gyrocopter is in desperate need of some work, because otherwise it's not going to fly again. And that's how Philippe and I eat. So Wheezy owes me, and you need to fix this.
So you walk in, and so you're walking.
I'm walking into Wheezy.
Wheezy's head is down. Doesn't see you come in.
Yeah. I walk in. He's
working,
tinkering with whatever he's tinkering
on an
with. Wheezy.
Grease on his hands.
Wheezy. Pay attention.
Damn it. Damien, what the hell you want now?
You may call me the demon because that's most appropriate. Go ahead.
Damien.
Whatever. I need you to fix the gyrocopter. And I know you know how.
You know my rates.
It's got nothing to do
with
the rates.
What have you been doing to my ship now?
It's not your ship anymore.
What have you been doing to my ship now?
It's not your ship. You lost it fair and square.
You lost. What have you been doing to my ship now?
You lost Philippe, too, but that doesn't matter.
Don't call that a loss.
Well, that's your choice.
Of any sort.
You need to fix it. And it needs to be done
you
tomorrow.
You know my rates.
Okay, fine. Whatever your rates are. But you need to fix it, and you need to fix it by tomorrow.
Okay, so that's... I think we've established the scene. You've haggled over it.
Mm-hmm.
well, I didn't think I was finished haggling yet.
Well, you're all saying the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah.
So, you agree to fix it, but you cut the line, so the next time he's up, it crashes.
Yes. I was going to get there, but I was going to hope it was going to be Philippe who was flying.
Might be.
It might be.
It might be.
Absolutely.
So is this... All right, so I think this is... All right, I'm holding up a black die here. I think this is... He agrees to do it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Absolutely.
You say, all right, fine, I'll do it. But it's going to be bad. Even if I'm on it when it crashes, even though you're getting it fixed, he's not really going to fix it. He's going to sabotage it.
Right.
And even if it kills me, you're still out of gyrocopter.
Right.
And me. So you still lose.
Mm-hmm.
Because... You know, I'm Aggie.
Yeah.
All right, so here's your black die.
Okay.
It's a cute little piece
and
of
you
home.
Have to give it away.
Now.
Yes.
Now. Oh, okay. Okay.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. Give it away to someone. I would have done the same.
Awesome. Okay. Excuse me. Roy, would you like to establish or would you like to resolve?
I'd like to resolve.
Ooh. Okay.
So you guys established.
It's late at night. You're working on the gyrocopter.
Yeah, huh?
The door opens.
We got another character coming in?
Yeah. Yeah. And Billy the Munch.
Minch.
Munch.
Munch.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Oh, well.
No.
Enters.
Uh-huh.
And he tells you he's calling in the money you owe him for all the bets that you've been losing. If you don't do it by noon the next day, then he's going to call in the law of Hagglesville, which says you have to go into the battle dome with him.
With
against
someone of his choosing.
Someone of his. Yeah. Well, that's you have to go into the battle dome to
but he's my bookie. I owe the bookie.
He's a bookie slash loan shark slash enforcer. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the guy. Billy the Munch. You have anything you want to add? And he is
what's going
he
on,
is,
Munch?
He is. Alright, he walks in. He's huge. I mean he's just
Munch.
He's blaster with worse breath.
Well, wait a second. He's massive. I mean, muscles upon muscles upon muscles.
Covered in a layer of fat.
But he is 4 feet, 5 inches tall. Okay? So he looks like a D battery is what he looks like. Okay?
And you don't want to get hit with one of those.
No.
Munch, what do you need? What can I do for you?
Weezy, you know why I'm here.
I don't have any... I'm not making any bets this week.
That's not why I'm here, and you understand that you are over your limit. The VIG is 7 points, and you need to pay up.
Don't give
me this, Wheezy. I don't care.
That kind of money. You know how my luck's been running lately?
Wheezy?
Fleet ran off with Damien?
Wheezy.
Damien! Of all people, Damien!
Wheezy, your personal life is none of my concern. All I care about is your betting habits, and you owe me money!
Munch, you know I'm good for it. You know I'm good for it. Look at all these engines I'm sitting here fixing.
That's excellent, but where's the money in my pocket?
There's cars sitting right over there.
That's fantastic, but that still doesn't get any money in my pocket. Wheezy, you know the law. You know what will happen.
I don't have it right now. I'm working. Doing nothing but work.
Wheezy, You have 24 hours. You have until noon tomorrow, or I will invoke the law. I will get the sheriff, and we will have a showdown.
Oh, no, Munch, come on. You know I'm good for it?
That's the law. It can be me, but it probably won't be me. It will be a person of my choosing.
Well, that's...
You have...
a little bit better news, Munch.
You have the option, noon tomorrow. I can have my money, or we'll be back with the sheriff. We shall see you.
Tomorrow, then.
Yes.
And see.
So what's the resolution?
So
we've established what's... I mean, I guess... Well, is this good? I think this is bad for you.
It's going to be bad for me.
Okay.
It's going to be bad for me.
I think that... I mean, that looks like a decent resolution that you're, you don't have the money to pay, so now you're stuck going into a ring.
Right.
Black?
Black, definitely. So... Yeah. So the way I'm seeing it, I'm stuck. I don't want to go into the ring, though.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I think we can leave it right there.
Yeah, I think we can leave it there for right now.
And then, as we go.
Yeah. And I'm going to give the dice to Todd.
All right.
Philippe.
I'm going to establish.
Okay.
Philippe is home. It's a nice, sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
It's the next day. The heat is not too oppressive.
So it's early.
It's early. It's not noon yet.
Okay.
The sun has not quite... I mean, the sun's up, but it's still a temperate 98 degrees.
Okay.
Philippe has... Aggie has bartered successfully recently in the town square for a beautiful red and white checkered
parasol
tablecloth, which he is
I was going to go for a hands tooth hat,
which he is spreading out lovingly on the cable spool that Aggie and Damien refuses to call you the demon.
Amazing.
On the spool, and has found some small desert flowers and is arranging the desert flowers. And, you know, he almost la, 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 and is humming quietly and happily because with the new gyrocopter working.
What are you humming?
Show tunes. Wow, that was very typical, wasn't it? Guys and Dolls.
What's the song with the lady in the looping, you know, the plane when she's... Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tunelessly humming a nice melody.
Okay.
And because for the first time in Aggie's life, things are looking up. Damien is bringing home some money.
Oh,
they have Lord. We've had money to trade. It we have a nice little shack, and things are going well.
Time and energy, go steal yourself a child.
That's what I should have named him, Donkey Punch.
MVP, what's going on?
Oh, come on. Come on.
No, DP has many other connotations.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Hey, come on.
That's where we're going.
Listen to me. I'm trying to create a sympathetic friggin' character here. So
okay.
You guys work with me here. Now, all right.
It's fiasco.
And,
nobody's
and
sympathetic.
That's not true. And that's the scene that I've set. What happens?
Okay. In the midst of this idyllic little... home scene, Damien has to come in.
Okay.
And he was out, and he's the one that broke the copter. He was doing some weird stunts, he was playing around, trying to impress some people. And he has to explain this to his wife. How are you going to do that, Damien? And Damien's trying to figure out how to explain it to Aggie.
Okay. Aggie. Yeah.
Maybe he lies.
I don't know.
What does he do?
Well, comes in somewhat sheepishly. Hey, this is wonderful.
Welcome home, Damien. I'm so... do you like it?
I cannot believe all the work you have done.
I had to trade 2 pigs and a small can of unknown vegetables. The label was gone. For this tablecloth, do you like it?
This is wonderful. I cannot believe that you got this much of a tablecloth for our final can of vegetables. That's wonderful.
It was probably turnips, but I'm very happy with it.
That's great.
So, when's the next run? I have other plans for the house. We could do some pictures. I've got some ideas to, you know, really freshen the place. I mean, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning for us, honey. Just the beginning.
Well. You know that run that I was going on the other day, yesterday? You remember that run?
Oh, the one with... okay.
I did an Immelman on that one, okay?
That's your signature move?
Yeah. Even though they named it Immelman after another guy. But yes, it's my signature move.
I thought you were Damien Immelman Feldspar, isn't it?
No,
you told me
no. No. But I did that maneuver the other day, and... It was wonderful. It was fantastic. The only thing is that, well, I'm going to try not to get too technical. When you're looking,
thank you.
When you're looking at the,
you know how silly I am when it comes to aerial talk.
The quaternary rudder on the dorsal side. Okay.
Is that the right?
Yes. Yes. And when. It's supposed to be set at 25 degrees, okay? And for some reason, it snapped and got set at 22 degrees.
Oh, okay. Is that bad?
Not initially. Okay? When I came out of the maneuver, it broke the wing.
Oh, goodness.
So, I'm having...
Are you not worried about him?
I'm...
Well, he's standing in front of me.
Maybe
the downside of it is I have to rely on Wheezy to fix it. But the tablecloth looks great. It's beautiful. And just for our last 2 pigs and our last can of and vegetables.
Probably turnips. Wheezy?
Wheezy. Who else is going to fix it? You know you or I can't fix it.
You know how hard I fought to get that gyrocopter in the divorce?
But you know what? Wheezy has always fixed it in the past. I mean, there's going to be dings. There's going to be things,
you know,
things
that
have to
happen.
I don't care what it sounded like. Okay? You don't have to listen to it anymore.
Okay, well, here's the question that I have.
Okay.
How is this bad for me? This has to turn out good or bad. For me. Now, so far, it looks bad. Mm-hmm. Why is it bad that the copter's broken and Wheezy's fixing it? I have a suggestion, but it's up to you guys, because you guys are resolving.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot where we were.
Yeah.
I established you guys have to resolve. Okay. So, I mean, and see, that's kind of what you got to look at when you're going through the scene. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have the nice role-playing. It's a lot of fun. But there has it has to be a good or bad resolution.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. It could actually work out. I think it could work out well.
Can I offer a suggestion?
Well, let me think of one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm thinking it's going to turn out good.
I was thinking the same thing.
Because you have something on Wheezy, and then you all can be even. And you won't ever have to...
You see?
What have I got on Wheezy? Are we going to figure it out? I've got something. I've got enough on him.
Yes.
So it's good for me. And okay, it's good for me. And also, because I can fix it, mm-hmm. I say, that's all right. I will handle this. And
I'll handle Weezy.
I will get this fixed for the two of us.
Exactly. There you go. But you've got something on him. Well, we can flesh that out or not flesh that out now. Or do you want to do that next round?
Oh, we'll do the next round. Okay. That's the end of that scene. We have that conversation. We have that scene.
Okay.
Okay.
Scene two.
Todd, do you want
to... Okay, now is this act two?
No, we're still...
That's right. We got to either go through half the dice, don't right. we? Okay.
So you establish or you resolve?
I'll resolve.
Okay. All right. So let's see what we got here. Let's take a look at our elements. Billy the Munch.
Yeah. What about him?
Well, we could start with Billy the Munch.
Uh-huh.
Billy the Munch is going through his list of people to hire to kick your butt. Yeah, I'm looking around. I don't see a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And no, he comes up, and the best fighter that he knows in the place...
Is not Damien.
Is Damien.
It's not.
Who is it?
Lord Humongous.
But we're establishing his scene, so give me an idea.
I know that.
Give me some.
Damien's not the best fighter. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the strongest guy. He's not the fastest guy. None of that.
He's the only available.
But we know that he doesn't like me because he's still secretly jealous. I was your first.
Okay.
I was Philippe's first.
Billy the Munch comes in. Demon, I have a proposition for you. Says, you know...
You like the voice, don't you?
I hate the voice. You started it. We have to have some continuity here. He says, so, you know, funny thing. I was over at Weezy's the other day. You know, yesterday. And I saw your gyrocopter all banged up. Sitting now. In his parking lot.
Damn shame, wasn't it?
In his lot. And he looked like he'd get ready to start fixing it.
Yeah, he is.
But you know, he owes me some money.
Really?
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can, actually.
He's just completely... So here's what I propose for you. He's going to come up shy on this bet. In his bets, and because he owes me quite a chunk of change.
Mm-hmm.
Chunk of change. What I need you to do, I want you to, when I invoke the law in the killing dome and put him in there, I'm going to need somebody to represent my interests, my lawyer to go in there for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what lawyers are doing now. It's no longer hired guns with words, they're hired guns. They're literally hired guns. So I'd like to, I'll tell you what, I'll hire you as my counsel. In the killing dome. And you kill him or make me square with him, and I'll make sure your gyrocopter gets fixed, painted, new engine, the works. You just make it right and make it known that the reason why he's getting his butt kicked is because he welched on a bet to Billy the Munch.
Deal.
Is that the resolution?
Yeah. And he says, I will absolutely do it.
Okay. Is this good or bad? You decide. Is this a good or bad outcome for you?
No, we decide that.
No, we established.
We established. Yeah. No, yeah. He gives away the die.
Oh.
He's resolving, so he says deal. What does this mean?
This means I get it fixed. She can still...
Well, I mean, you can... I mean, for example, you could say, as he leaves, I pull my slip knife out or something, you know, guaranteeing my success because it's...
You can
resolve it however you want. Put that in there.
Okay.
You can establish it. Whatever you want. Or you can say it's going to be bad because you don't think you can win. I mean, but it's up to you. You get to resolve, and then you get to pick the die.
Okay.
And then you get to hand it away.
Okay. I think it's going to be bad. I think it's going to be bad because
to fly around in this gyrocopter, he's got to be this skinny little thing. He can't be a big, burly guy. And Wheezy's not, you know, by no means is he a specimen, but...
So at heart, he's a coward.
Yeah, yeah.
Heart, everybody think he called him a demon, but he's
yeah,
really just...
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's not that he's, you know, brave and fearless. He's just kind of stupid. Okay, he just doesn't know any better. So, yes, black one, and we shall give it to Roy.
Aw. Okay, Roy, you're up.
Alright, I want to establish. I want to resolve. I want to resolve the situation where Aggie confronts me.
Wait a minute. No.
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 You just say resolve.
You just say resolve and okay. Reestablish what the scene
okay.
is.
I want to resolve.
I mean, if you want to establish
the scene. Yeah. No. I want to resolve.
I want to resolve the scene that I'm about to establish. Yeah, don't we all? Okay, so you want to resolve. Right. You want to resolve.
One good way to go,
though. Wheezy's working on the gyrocopter.
And Philippe comes in.
With Billy the Munch.
Nope.
No.
Philippe comes in.
Yeah, Philippe comes in.
I'm just throwing an idea.
You are... Does Aggie know yet about the fight?
No, Aggie does not know about the fight. Matter of fact, Philippe barely knows about the fight. Not Philippe, I'm sorry, Wheezy barely knows about the fight. He knows that he's got to come up with his cash. And at this point, Wheezy's sweating, because it's the next morning.
And Wheezy's not working. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Wheezy.
Get out of here,
good morning,
Aggie.
Good morning, Wheezy.
Get out of here, Aggie.
I need to talk
Get
to you.
Get out of here, Aggie.
Listen.
Can't you see me working on the mayor's car? This thing's got to be fixed in an hour.
You were working on the gyrocopter when I stabbed
you. Gyrocopter's done.
Listen. I'm going to do you a favor, Wheezy. I understand that you have a bunch of debts outstanding. It's commonly known. How do you think everyone would take it, especially people who might want this shop or want to hurt you, that because of all your years of smoking that you really have no breath and you couldn't hold your own in a fight for more than 15 seconds. So, here's what I'm going to do. You're going to fix the gyrocopter so that it flies and it flies well, and I won't tell everyone that you're an easy mark and not this tough guy mechanic everybody thinks you are. Okay?
Get out of here. I'm going to resolve it.
Okay, how do you want to resolve it?
I'm going to resolve the thing. I'm going to resolve it in a nice way for me.
Okay.
I'm going to resolve it well for you. Aggie, get out of here. You may think you've got something on me, but you know what? The moment you walked out of here...
Your heart was broken.
I haven't smoked since. I'm feeling pretty good. The gyrocopter's as fixed as it's gonna get. And now I've gotta do some decent work for a change. I gotta pay off the Munch. That means I have to get over here and fix the mayor's car. I'm gonna finish fixing his car, and then I'm gonna get the cash, see if I can't get
into it. Wait a minute, you are jumping into... You're finishing the mayor's car.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't.
Well, why else am I finishing the car?
Well, you're finishing the car, but now you get to have a scene.
This is where now you get to have what he's planning.
Right. Okay. But it's what you're planning. But
you know, you can go to pot later on.
Okay. Well, all I'm suggesting is you can't have the money to pay off the Munch and resolve.
Well, that's what he's saying.
Well, if you had actually listened to me and let me finish,
Aggie, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to fix the mayor's car, and then I'm going to pay him off. And this is what I'm going. It's like telling somebody.
Not even. I wasn't even going that. I was going to try to just get an extension with that cash.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
So he's got the cash, is what he's saying.
He will.
If I can finish the mayor's car, I'm going to get the money, not to pay off the Munch, but enough to hopefully get me an extension.
Okay.
That's all.
The mayor.
Okay.
Humongous.
Lord humongous.
Okay. Alright, so it pans out good for you because yeah. you've got this good job, it's going to pay you well.
Yeah.
Who gets the die?
You get the die.
Oh, you suck. Okay. All resolve. Go ahead.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's had a confrontation with...
With Wheezy. Okay.
He's not happy about that. Mm-hmm. He's still likes to get even. I'm pointing at the card mm-hmm. with his ex.
So what he does is he goes and sees the Munch. You didn't have a relationship with the Munch last time, right?
No, I don't have a relationship with the Munch. So far, I mean, I might.
Okay, but what I'm saying is you didn't... I'm trying to remember.
You didn't have any dialogue with the Munch.
No, right. I haven't talked to the Munch, right. No. All I know, I mean, the rumor is that he owes him money. Right. That's all I know.
So what he does is he says, okay, he goes and sees the Munch and says, Billy, he asked the Munch what his intentions are. Do you want the money or do you want the person?
Discuss. Resolve that.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying, he says, do you want the money?
Oh, so I go to talk to
the Munch.
He goes to talk to the Munch to find out if he wants the person or he wants the money.
Yeah, because Wheezy has essentially turned your trump card and turned it around and said, look, this means nothing to me.
Okay, but you're asking him to resolve another character in that case.
That's true. I guess
you're asking him to decide what...
Or the Munch approaches me and wants something. What is the... Well, how about...
Turn that around.
Why don't you? I mean, same scene.
Okay.
Bring it to me.
Okay.
And establish what is for me.
Okay. Munch comes to you and says, "Aggie,
Munchie."
It's my understanding that you know a lot about Wheezy. Is that correct?
I was married to the man for 7 years. What do you want?
Well, I tell you what. Let me tell you
something. We're sitting having coffee in a little cafe.
That's right.
We have I have coffee with the Munch every set. You know,
there you go.
He says at the Atomic Cafe.
There you go. He says, he owes me a lot of money, and I am so glad that you two aren't wed anymore, because I would have to come to you too.
Tell me about it. I don't know when I came to my senses. It was.
Do you remember that time that he paid me off by fixing my car? Do you remember that?
I do.
And you know what?
It was that 78 Cadillac.
Mm-hmm. And he paid me off. And you know what I did with that car?
I do not.
Sold it to the mayor. It's the mayor's car now.
That Cadillac? Mm-hmm. The one that's in the shop right now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You know why it's the mayor's now? And why I owe the mayor so much money? Because he screwed up the repair. So I guess what I want to know is that I not only want money from Wheezy, I want some payback. What can you tell me about Wheezy?
Louder.
What can you tell me about Wheezy that will help?
Resolve.
Well, I guess that, and so that just leads me to, do I help the Munch
mm-hmm.
to get Wheezy? Which would be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think you would.
So, this is what I know about him. He used to smoke. He doesn't have much wind. He couldn't even walk up a flight of four stairs without getting winded. He says he's quit smoking. But that doesn't mean he stopped doing the drugs.
Very well. Can I still interact with you, or are you still resolving?
I'll resolve. Well,
because I want to feed something else in. That's why I'm thinking about it. I mean, it's not going to change what you're doing. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I'm trying to understand what's the deal with the car. Then he didn't fix it.
So he gave it to the mayor. So the mayor, now Billy's in the pocket of the mayor, and he doesn't want to be there.
Oh, okay.
See what I mean?
Oh, okay. Well, here's the other thing. He's working on the mayor's car.
Really?
If the mayor were to show up and tell him that the work is unacceptable and he would not take any money until it's done right, he wouldn't pay him for the job, just mm-hmm. keep the car until the job is done right,
mm-hmm.
then he wouldn't have all this cash that he needs to pay you back, and so you can exact your revenge.
Clink.
Oh man! What are you doing? You can give it to me. And that's half the dice.
No, it's not. He's got one more scene.
Oh yeah, okay.
Where's the other die? I know. I've got. There's six out.
No, that's two scenes each. That's half the die.
Yeah. Oh, that is okay.
Yeah, he just got three. So that's 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right. So all right. Okay. So now here's the tilt. And the tilt can be after the fight. The tilt can be just before the fight.
Just before.
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know.
Oh,
okay. Okay, so we go to the tilt table, and everybody rolls their dice.
All one of them.
Yep. That's actually good.
That's good. That's good for you. And that's why I gave it to you. I may not get it. Okay, so he's got six white.
Yep. Okay.
I've got four black. Two black. All right, so I get to pick the black.
I get to pick the white.
And we get to do, what, two each? Oh, here, we roll these in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. So, tilt table. Or no, you pick one element, and then I pick the other element.
Right.
And I think, because yours is higher, I think you get to pick... Or do we each pick two? Tilt. Half the dice, tilt. Page 56.
Well, that's that table. I was looking for the explanation of the rules. At the end of Act 1, roll the dice in front of you. Do some math. If you have the highest number of either color, you will help add a pair of complications.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
the player with the highest white total and the player with the highest black total each get to choose tilt elements. The tilt is standard list of blah, blah, blah. Roll the unused dice in the central pile. Consult the tilt table on page 56 to choose two elements. Use the results of the roll to pick elements from the tilt list. As during the setup, each high-scoring player chooses a general category and a specific element for the other guy's category.
Right. Okay, so you pick a broad category, I pick a broad category, and then we pick the specifics for each other. Okay. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Let's see. Tilt table. Mayhem. Tragedy. Tragedy. Innocence. Paranoia. I pick paranoia.
Okay.
I haven't even read the items. I just like paranoia.
Who's affected
okay,
by
well,
paranoia.
Wait a minute. Paranoia is what number?
5.
Okay, take a 5. Because it has to come from
right.
There. It has to come from there. Mm-hmm. Oh, innocence is not an option. Darn it.
Oh, there's no 3. Again, there's no 3s?
No 3s. My dice are broken.
There's no 6s either. 1, 2, 4, and 5.
I'm going to pick...
Tragedy.
Mayhem.
Mayhem. Just as good as tragedy. Okay.
Okay, so you need to pick one from Mayhem, and I need to pick one from Paranoia.
Self-destructing.
Go ahead. You
got to do 2, 4, 5, right?
Yeah.
2, 4, or 5. Cold-blooded score settling, or magnificent self-destruction.
I know which one I would pick.
I'm going to go ahead and pick mine because it doesn't make any difference to you.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a 4, and there's. I'm going to pick a sudden reversal. of.
A sudden reversal of status, of fortune, of. So it's got to be a sudden reversal of. Do you have to pick or just.
I think of? I have to pick one of those. Of.
I just think it's a.
Fortune.
I don't think it has to be specific.
I'm going to make it specific.
Okay.
Which one did you pick, Roy?
Magnificent self-destruction.
Yes. Is that what you picked?
Yes.
Magnificent self-destruction. Okay, so
reassemble the central die pile.
You've still got your, and you keep your dice that you had from Act One.
Yep.
All right, and stretch. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so let's put the tilt. We'll put the tilt up here so everybody can see it. All right, so we have mayhem and what? I'm sorry, what'd you pick? Mayhem number 4.
Stealth, self destruction.
Nice.
Good one, Joe.
Joe didn't do those.
I know, but I still think it's neat.
Okay.
Okay. Tilt elements can make.
I haven't heard from Joe, so
anytime during Act 2. Right away, at the last minute, whenever it makes sense. But you should keep them in mind and drive toward them. If you know there's going to be some confusion followed by pain, set up a confusing situation and trust your friends to provide the pain.
Okay, so we don't have... Hey, you're online.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, here's the tilt here. Just as a reminder for everybody. Okay. And...
Hold on a second.
Well, I mean, okay. Start of Act 2. We have our tilt. We have mayhem with a magnificent self-destruction. And we have tilt paranoia, a sudden reversal of fortune. I believe we're back to Todd's turn. And in this round, ladies and gentlemen, you keep your die at the end.
Okay.
You keep the dice from Act 1, and now we're just dealing with this mess right here in the middle. All right. We have 6 dice left. Okay. What do you want to do?
What's the resolution of what?
Establish or resolve.
I want to establish.
Okay.
The noon hour is coming, and Billy the Munch has already gone and made his proclamation to Wheezy, because Wheezy hasn't paid. Okay.
And the fight is that night.
Justice
is swift and haggard.
Yeah. And what Billy knows, Billy has already started the betting pool. Hot and heavy.
And the odds are stacked heavily
in
the demon's favor.
That's right. So Damien knows exactly what to do. He's going to take a dive and bet on Wheezy. He's going to go through.
Unfortunately, it's to the death.
Yes.
It is to the death.
It's to the death, but he doesn't know that.
Because he's that dumb.
Because he's that dumb.
He thinks he's got it worked
out. Yeah, he's thinking, all I have to do is take a dive. I'll just pass out. So he's already heavily bet all the remaining money that he and his wife have on Wheezy. Go ahead.
I don't know how to approach that.
Magnificent self-destruction.
Okay, so you're betting with Billy the Munch.
Well, yeah, I've gone through a fence to bet with Billy the Munch. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm essentially betting.
The fence tells Billy the Munch what's happening.
A sudden reversal of fortune.
And decides. And so, after he's bet all the money, Billy says, I'll fix him. And starts reversing, telling people, putting plans out through the bookies, and reverses the odds. So now,
I'm in the hole.
Our favorite to win,
uh-huh.
And you've bet all your money on him,
uh-huh.
And he's putting all his money on you anyway, because he knows you're going to take a dive.
Yeah.
So the odds are dropping.
Yeah, the odds are dropping considerably. Uh-huh. And
it's almost even money at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, you can even go better than that. Instead of 1-1, you go 1-9.
Yeah. So, does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. How does it work? So I'm not much of a book here again.
Yeah. So Roy or Wheezy started out at a 12-1 long shot. Okay. So you got $12 back for every dollar you
spent. Oh, because you were the favorite.
I was the favorite. Okay. And I was going off at 3-2.
Right. And you're okay. gonna take a dive.
And now I'm about
all the money
8-1.
Yeah.
And now he's 6-5.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And the beneficiary of your bet is Aggie.
Yeah. Because it's our money.
And also, and the way Hagglesville works is not only the beneficiary, but also the debtor.
Right.
Should you come up short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's a black die.
And I keep that one, right?
You keep it. So that's handed to Todd.
I'll resolve.
Oh, because he wants a good one. Okay. Do you want to? You want me to? You want to?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So we've already established that the mayor has gone, and so the fight has to happen now. The mayor is that sort of happens in
right.
the tilt. The mayor comes to you. We've that's sort of like as read.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Just say yes.
Just say yes. Okay, so I need to move on to something else. What? Go ahead. I mean, if
go
you
ahead,
want, if you got an idea, let's just okay. throw it out there. Let's talk about it. Wait, I don't know why you're whispering.
I don't know either. No, I thought you were just going to run with something.
Oh, I'm just he's resolving. So we're establishing. I'm just trying to figure out if we're going to go ahead and start the fight, or if we're going to go ahead and throw another scene in before the
let's
fight.
Let's throw one more scene in before the fight.
Before the fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aggie hears about...
Okay, he's favored to win now.
Mm-hmm.
He's working on... He's thinking, you know, if I can fix the mayor's car, the mayor... He still believes that the mayor will still pay him and he doesn't have to get into this fight. Because he doesn't want to fight anyway.
Right.
He really doesn't want to fight. He's in a rush because he's late and he knows what happens if he's late and they'll forfeit and they'll execute him.
Right.
So in his rush... He bumps the jack, and the engine falls on his arm.
And he's pinned.
Resolve that.
Now, here's the thing.
Get to the chopper! Billy, find me a way out of this horn.
Billy, don't be a hero.
How am I going to turn that into a
game? We don't have to.
Oh, no.
Resolve.
Okay.
Okay.
The arm isn't broke.
Okay.
And it takes me the rest of the day. It takes me the rest of the day to scramble around using the ends of my toes. I have to kick my shoes off. Using the ends of my toes to grab at a spare jack that's just within reach. I mean, it takes me 3 hours just to get to the stupid jack and haul it over. And I'm just able to get the jack up. Okay, and I'm cut, and I'm bleeding, and I'm bruised,
and the arm hurts bad,
and it hurts bad,
and it's a mangle.
So I splint it with iron bars, knowing that at this point in time, there's nothing else I can do. I have to get into that ring with Damien, the putz who stole my Aggie.
What's the betrayed lover between you guys? That never came up, but it's
that's it.
Oh, betrayed.
He betrayed me. He used my friendship
to get
steal
me.
You away.
Okay, got it.
From me.
All right. That all makes sense. All right, I'm gonna resolve. Okay, so you took the white die.
Uh. What do you got over there? A white and a black?
I got one of each.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter. It
doesn't really matter, no. Okay. He finds out. He finds out about the betting.
Mm-hmm. And can't live with it.
Because my gambling is what got him so angry mm-hmm. with Wheezy in the first place.
So he needs to get even with you. And he wants to try to fix it.
Fix the bet?
So I found out.
No.
So I learned. I learn about. Well, wait a minute. No, don't resolve my
scene
for me.
Okay, sorry.
Don't resolve my scene for me.
Okay.
So I find out that you are now heavily favored.
Yeah.
That Billy the Munch is
switching the bet.
Switching the odds. No,
and you find out it's because that Damien's been betting. Which is the one thing that got you mad at Wheezy.
Because Wheezy was a gambler.
Right.
Nice.
Can you roll with that one?
I can.
Okay.
I can.
And it's written on the ceiling.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of quiet moments to edit.
Sorry.
It's not your fault.
So Aggie goes, gets in the chopper, starts it up, and as the fight is about to start, he sees you coming with your iron shot arm.
Iron bar arm.
And as you're coming in, and you're thinking, we're going to make this all work, we're going to have it, and just as the fight's about to start, Aggie crashes into the
arena.
The arena with the gyrocopter, killing himself,
mm-hmm.
and destroying the chopper.
Yeah, that's a black job.
Are you done?
Magnificent.
Mayhem, magnificent self-destruction.
There you go.
Ooh, and so did you crash on purpose, or was it because I damaged the chopper?
Yes. This is what you want! This is what both of you want.
So are you the only one who dies?
Yes.
Okay.
And yes.
Okay. I'll resolve.
You're going to resolve?
He sees Aggie's wrecked body.
Smoldering. On fire. Just broken and just covered with petrol and burning.
Yeah.
The crowd, expecting a fight, is completely silent. I mean, everyone is standing. Because everybody liked Aggie.
Everybody liked Aggie.
Aggie was, you know, a fine woman.
And more distraught than anybody else come running in is Billy the Munch, who was carrying a torch for her the whole time. And now Bohemian's got to deal with that.
Well, that's just where it comes up. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how tight it is.
It's fun, but it doesn't come in tight very well. I was trying to figure what maybe Aggie was fooling around with someone else.
Well, we never established it.
Yeah.
Well, but see, they did have that relationship, though. They were very close.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we did talk about that.
Mm-hmm. But we need something for Todd to work with to resolve. What is he going to resolve?
The Munch blames.
There you go.
And, you know, his best friend, his confidant, since they were kids, Aggie and Billy, is now dead because of you two. And you two were standing at opposite ends, and he turns, he stands up, and he pulls out a double-barreled sawed-off shotgun, and... I don't. Yeah, Lightning Lovers was a bit strong.
But I think the score.
I like what you do.
Okay, okay, I like what you do. Good. All right,
Todd.
He pulls out a double-barreled shotgun.
With plenty of ammo.
Well, both barrels are loaded. Yeah, both barrels are loaded.
No, I was just calling
back.
Right,
he's got it cocked. Yeah.
I was calling back to Joe.
Oh, right, right.
Shotgun, plenty of ammo.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Maybe I should write it down. We still have a few scenes left. Double
barrel. Oh, yeah. It's in play.
Shotgun. Well, now, again, because we've destroyed our gyrocopter.
We threw the gyrocopter.
He stands in front of everyone in the arena, and Wheezy and Damien, who are now apart, but now he's far enough away from where it's easy to aim the
shotgun. Well, he could corral them.
Yeah.
Put them together.
Yeah, okay. So he corrals. Yeah. Good idea. Yeah. He corrals them.
And the rest of the crowd spreads
right
apart.
Yeah. And he says,
"Sorry.
All the time I've known Aggie, all the lunches that we've shared and talked about the two of you.
All the teas.
The tea.
The petunias.
And the
little of the pettifores that he would make. And you never appreciated what he did. I was the only one. I was the only one who saw him for what he was. He was a treasure. And you spoiled it. You tarnished the silver of his soul. You will have to live with this." And he turns and he shoots himself.
That's
Billy. Billy
shoots himself. It's beneficial.
But wait. Okay, but Billy carries all the numbers in his head.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's free and clear.
I'm free and clear.
Perfect.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Is that what? So now, well, he's resolving. I mean, is that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're okay.
Okay.
Oh, and the last die, by the way, is wild.
Oh, okay.
Also, we didn't mention that.
Okay.
So I can make it black or white.
I'll resolve.
You see the what's left of his body and his head crumpled to the ground, starting to smolder in the wreckage of the gyrocopter that came in, still
holding part of Aggie's body. The munch?
Yeah.
Billy Munch?
Yeah.
Billy Munch blows his own head off.
Yeah, okay.
And falls back into the pyre.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So he falls, and now you start to see this.
And the crowd starts going, bets.
All of his flunkies, money, take off.
And the crowd, everybody here who's placed a bet on this fight, is now going, money, bets, money. And all the guys that have the money, the guy who knew what the bets were, mm-hmm. he's now dead, they're gone.
Yeah. They take off.
And the crowd starts coming in at the two of you.
There you go.
I grab the shotgun.
Okay.
I grab the shotgun. It's only got one shot left in it.
It's got one shot.
It's got one shot left in it.
Oh, so he didn't open both barrels into his head.
He just did one.
He just established it.
Go ahead.
He's got one shot. Well, he could pull it up
reload.
And load it. Yeah, sure. Why not?
One shot left.
Yeah.
And he came in. I didn't even know he had this gun with him. I don't know where the shotgun shells were, but he's got one shot left.
And what do you do with it?
Can I use it? No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to shoot him.
Why not? Blow him away.
Because I want to get out of here. I don't care about him. I'm not going to do something petty like revenge at this point.
Why not?
He's done.
Okay, go ahead.
Aggie's out of my life.
Aggie's out of everybody's life.
Aggie's out of his life, making him despondent. And I aim it at the crowd. Yeah, I've only got one shot left, kids. But who wants to take that one shot first?
And they
I didn't make any bets.
And they slowly back up.
I didn't make any bets.
Your bets were with the Munch. And the Munch's second is right there.
And what do they do? Do they part and let you out?
They part and let me out.
And they leave you in the middle.
And I leave him there.
Yep. It's a white dot.
And the last thing... The last thing I do
is what?
I'll save it. Yeah, just in case.
You walk away. As the crowd converges on the demon.
Yes. Now you're dead. What are you going to do?
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
Establish?
I'm not really dead. I'm mostly dead.
I will establish. It's 10 years before.
Yeah, you can do this.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't say.
No.
You can't say. You're establishing.
I'm establishing.
Oh, so we're going to resolve for
you. Yeah. Right. Okay. I'm establishing it's a flashback.
Uh-huh.
That means we get to choose what color that die is.
Yeah. No, it's wild. Well, yeah, it can be either white or black.
We get to make it, though.
Yes.
10 years before.
Give or take. Okay. Well, many years before.
Okay.
Aggie is working. Aggie is down by the stream at Hagglesville.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning clothes to feed himself.
Mm-hmm.
A shadow falls across him.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks up. And it's a stranger. And she says, "Do I know you?" The stranger says, "My name's Wheezy." And she says, and Aggie... Yes. Aggie says, "Well, hello, Wheezy. You need something? Well, I couldn't help but notice you from afar. I'm the new mechanic in Hagglesville, and I could use somebody who is a lot like you.
Let me use someone who's good with figures.
Good with figures. Why don't you come away with me? Come work with me in my shop.
How much are you going to spend on this?
I think you'll like it." So, Wheezy takes his hand, and they walk back to the shop. They walk back to the shop. Resolve.
Resolve what? There's nothing to resolve.
Sure, there is.
You can go from there.
Sure, there's lots of stuff. Todd, show him.
He walks back to the
show. It's a flashback. It's a flashback. It doesn't have to be that scene necessarily or that moment. Could be a couple days later. I mean, we're talking many years ago.
There's no conflict to resolve in that thing. You're asking us to establish something else.
Sure. Why not?
We're doing the resolving.
Okay.
There's no conflict here. See what I mean? I mean, I could add stuff onto the story.
All you have to do is true enough. All right.
I won.
No, I'm just trying to say. I'm trying to.
Well, if you had stopped at, "Hi, I'm Wheezy."
Fine. "Hi, I'm Wheezy." But I think we know that they get together. So I wasn't saying anything we didn't already know.
Yeah.
So what is the result of them getting together, and it could be something else. Yeah. But what's the result?
Maybe it's not Wheezy. Maybe it wasn't Wheezy that he met.
No. What you say is, it says, "Hi, I'm Wheezy." And Aggie goes, "Yes, I recognize you. You're the new mechanic."
And the Munch comes up and says,
"No." says, "You're the new mechanic." He says, "Yes, I am. I've noticed that guy that works with you, Damien. Can you introduce me to him?"
And the love triangle starts.
And that's black for me, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get you into the love triangle.
And okay, that's, I like it.
Yeah, see?
That's good.
Nice.
That's good.
Well done. All right, and simple. Okay, so now...
There we are.
Let's go into the aftermath. All right, so everybody rolls their dice, and then we have white high.
Which looks like it's going to be rolling.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It depends.
All right, so I've got black high. Was it bad for me, I guess?
Yeah, it was bad. You made it bad. All right.
All right, so I've got a 3 black.
And I've got a 7. I've got a 1 black.
Ooh. Okay, 1 black. Horrible. You are probably dead. Other people, probably innocent people, are as well. There is no justice. There is no mercy. Everything is utterly, painfully screwed. And it is all of it, your fault.
I get pulled apart by the crowd.
Wait, now, hold on. Hang on.
Keep that in mind. I've got 3 black.
3 black. Harsh. Crap in a bag, harsh. A lifetime of medication, harsh. A big black cloud of hurt is going to rain all over you. The things you need to happen are not going to. Simple as that.
Okay.
And I've got 7 white.
7 white, which is... Weak. Hey, you're busted. Beat broke down. But you've learned a lesson. And going
about
to
human greed and frailty. It'll serve you well in prison, which is where you're probably headed.
Okay. So this is what we do. You take a die, mm-hmm. and you have a this is statement.
Uh-huh. You have a this is?
A this is statement.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I got the most. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you why don't you start, and then I'll do one, then you do one, then he'll do one. And then we'll... Because he's got the least. He's got 3 dice.
This is Wheezy. The bets that Munch had procured were in order for him to pass off a debt to the mayor. The mayor claims me in indentured servitude to pay off the Munch's debt. My own sort of prison.
Okay. This is Aggie in the first year of the relationship with Wheezy. Starts off good, but turns to craps fast. Pretty soon, Aggie's just there to please Wheezy, and then Wheezy's gone.
This is Damien. As the crowd comes in, they increase their speed. And they all get closer and closer. And they make sure the last thing that stops is his screaming.
You want to go again?
Yeah. This is Wheezy.
And I mean, and you don't have to use all your dice if you don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This is Wheezy. At Aggie's grave, placing 1 desert flower.
This is Aggie. Later on, after the first year, Wheezy's working long hours. Aggie sitting in a cold, dark garage, not a color in sight.
This is Damien. When he first sees Aggie and thinks, how much money does he have?
This is Aggie watching in the sun as Damien walks by and watches all the other boys turn their heads as he goes by. A look of just brokenness on his face.
This is Wheezy. Stepping away from Aggie's grave to the one right next to it. Damien's. And tossing a joker from a deck of cards on top of his grave.
Here, let me. This is Wheezy watching Damien take off for the last time that she ever sees him fly the gyrocopter.
This is Damien
waving.
He's at the bottom of a heap of bodies, and the only way to stop the riot was to burn the crowd. Kind of gruesome, but yeah.
Okay.
Self-destruction. Magnificent self-destruction.
Yeah.
Was it going with the reason? I had something in mind. Yeah. Okay. This is the last one. I'm only going to use four of these. This is Wheezy. A bent, broken, old man finishing up polishing the mayor's son's car.
74 Cadillac.
There you go.
No. The Interceptor. Yay!
And safe.
Okay, so, Todd. What do you think?
I like that. I like this whole world that Joe created, but it doesn't seem like this really matters. We'll put whatever we want to in it.
Well, that's the brilliance of it.
Yeah.
It every time you play it, it's going to be different because of the dice.
Well, yeah.
But at the same time...
And while the setting flavors... It's generally the story that comes out anyway. I mean, you could be almost anywhere, but it's the characters that or the relationships and stuff that establish, and I think that's interesting.
Oh yeah, I mean it's and honestly the most fun I have is after the cells. I mean, to me setup is so difficult. To me, it's not as much fun, but you have to do it. It's the work you have to do to have so much fun in that second half.
Okay, so what do we think about Joe's playset?
I really like it.
Yeah.
I think he's done a tremendous amount of fun. And what I talked about earlier, I was kind of half joking, and I don't know...
I don't know how you would do that, though.
What, mixing up the numbers?
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters. I mean, it's the odds of the... I think the problem was, I'm looking over the lists...
Because over the past few days, I mean, Joe, for people listening, Joe had sent us this stuff. He had sent us, here's my first draft. What do y'all think? And we suggested a few things. Here, take this out. How about this? You know, because we all have our favorites in these movies. Like, I like the Mad Max movies, and Joe likes the Death Race. And you know, he took some suggestions, didn't do other suggestions and stuff. And so it's fun to see him come in. I mean, and of course, Joe did all the work here. But even doing that, I'm thinking, well, I can't wait to play this game because I'm thinking of the elements that I've suggested that are in there, and I see them, and I go, oh, I want to play that.
Master Blaster. We couldn't speak to Master Blaster.
Yeah. Is Master Blaster in there?
Yeah. It's Master Blaster or / Lenny and George.
Yeah. Okay. So that kind of thing. And that, it was interesting, though, the whole husband-wife thing. I thought that was an interesting twist of the game. I wasn't expecting that.
I was good.
No, I mean, that... That
was fun. I was going to do that at Friends with Benefits, but we only had the 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
I think we don't have to use all the dice at the end. I was trying to figure out how to do it. And you know, it's weird doing a flashback. See, it's interesting. They say, you know, later on, you can do this game. In fact, there is one play set that is... I think it's All the Damn Time.
That's the one.
Where you play however many players you have, the same guy from different times.
Oh, so non-linear.
Time travel.
And time travel. And you're jumping back and forth and doing this and doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is very confusing. I do like this game. I know they recommend it. You need at least three, but I'd like to have at least four. And I think four would be, and not because, it's just nice to have more people at the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because I think in this game, like, one of us would, you know, who's going to establish? And one of us would establish, and somebody else would just sit back. I mean, if somebody has an idea, they just jump right in. Yeah. Whereas if you got a whole table of people that's coming around. But, you know, we...
Did this in, what, 2 hours, 2.5 hours?
Yeah.
Let's see, we started about what time?
We've been recording for an hour and 52 minutes.
Yeah, so right at, you know, a little less than 2 hours.
And maybe 20 minutes of that was talk about rules and stuff, so... About an hour and a half.
Yeah. And I think we got a real good feel. I mean, once we got into it, and I think that's what we had to do in the last game, establishing, you know, like you called me on at the end, what's the good and bad in this? How do we get there? And where, how do we decide?
And establish what your choice is. You know, what,
yeah.
what,
just, it's not easy because you have an idea of where you want it to go, but the, you have to give that up.
Yeah, you really,
you really do.
Do.
You have to give that
up. I mean,
up.
You want
to. It's really tough.
It's very tough. But luckily, it's funny because Todd and I, you know, when your seat comes up and you say establish or resolve, Todd and I are like, oh, yeah. We know exactly where you're going, buddy. You know, when it comes up. But, and then Todd, it was so funny because it would be different for Todd because. Todd, you took it a couple of different directions. I was like, wait a what? Oh, okay, all right. So, yeah, I thought that was a that was fun.
No,
yeah,
I thought about the bet. I thought, this guy's an idiot. He'll just, he'll try to screw himself over. I mean, and he won't even realize it.
Yeah, it's fun when you get to do that, when you need to, when you resolve it, mm-hmm. and you totally just screw your own character. And I think we did a pretty good job with the tilt.
Yeah.
Getting in the,
I think the only thing,
the paranoia, and then
the only thing I think I would,
and the mayhem,
so
magnificent self destruction.
I would tell Joe is to go back and take a look at the list where he got the items from, the, what movies and stuff. I mean, Master Blaster, Lenny George, obviously Mad Max, Thunderdome, to make sure that each time it's not a Thunderdome element is number six. In each one.
Yeah.
So just to take a look at it, make sure those are just jumbled a little bit, and then I think you've got, I think he's got a great working playset.
I think he could do either Death Race or Damnation Alley on one side, and then, or do The Road, Book of Eli, Mad Max. I mean, Mad Max is kind of a little bit crossover on the other side. He could almost split this. I know he was struggling with coming up with elements. But, you know, you can have that game where you're out on the road racing, which I think is what, you know, Joe wanted to start with. Because he's got a lot of those elements that I don't even think we talked about.
No, like, it didn't even come up.
Yeah, where you got the city
when you have,
you know, the betting and all the racing.
Early
and all that
on,
stuff.
When you've got a lot of a certain number, you can pick and choose what game you want to play a little bit broader.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we obviously gravitated towards the Mad Max stuff.
Yeah. And I don't know if there's a way, like we're saying, maybe the dice make up for it. Maybe it doesn't make any difference what order they're in.
No.
And you just pick, and it just, what's the flavor? I would think that you would, maybe the best way to do it, though, is to say, all right, this is the theme I want. These are the movies I'm using as my template, and pull two elements from one, two elements from another, two elements from another. So you have a broad, you have an equal distribution of across all the movies as equally as possible. And that's probably the best way to do it, as opposed to having like one section that's all from, like the town. He had like the one town, I think the location was, what's the name of the location? He had Busted Belt or
Bunker Hill.
Bunker Hill. Or
what Broken Hill.
Broken Hill.
Broken Hill.
Where Broken Hill is all, as opposed to, you know, having like run downtown and then break it down. I don't know. Maybe there's a better, a more even distribution.
Well, no. The thing is, when you get to the locations, with only three of us, there's only one location. Okay. So once you've decided, okay, we're doing Broken Hill, that's it.
Well,
you know, you've got those six items. I mean, if you had decided, because you chose the location.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you had decided the highway, it would have been a completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Or the patrol, the strength. I mean, it would have been quite a bit different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the way Joe did that, I really did like that.
Okay.
I really did like that.
Fair enough.
Now, when you have, five people, if you had the max number.
And when you have five people, you pick another location
and
another need or object.
Then you would get some fun cross stuff. I mean, like, you would have, like, the resistance and the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then you've got some interesting play between those two locations. But I
kind of like the way he did it. I just think he needs to go back, take a look at the list,
make sure that they're randomized a little bit. Just make sure. I mean, they might be, and I could be just skewed because of the way we chose the game. Possible?
Maybe. And yeah. Maybe just think about it. And this is not. I mean, I had a good time, and I thought it was a solid playset. That it was.
Oh no! I mean, if we picked this playset up not knowing Joe, I would think, damn, that was a lot of fun, and the guy put a lot of damn good time into it, and you know, yay.
Kudos for that.
Well done, Joe. Well done. And it, Act 1, Act 2, I think it was a little better. I mean, well, we had three of us.
Yeah.
As opposed to the last time we played. But I think once we got an idea of... And I think that's what you're supposed to do. Just get where do you want to be in the scene with the establishment, and then resolve. How do you resolve it? Make it just get to it. And I think I think it's a little slow going always in the beginning.
Sure.
But then when you get to finish it up,
well, the other thing is that with more people, you're not necessarily going to be in every scene, and you got a chance to think. You don't have to be right in there in the moment. You can take a step back and think about a few things of what you want to do. Whereas with three of us, one of the two is always going to be in the scene, and maybe both of them. So you got to pay attention a lot more.
Yeah.
So I think that might have slowed us down a little bit.
I don't know. But I always pay attention in games, even if I'm not under the spotlight all the time.
Oh yes.
Lies
all the time, except when I'm letting the dog in and out. So, any thoughts, Todd? Especially since it's your first time playing.
No, I tell you what, Freeform, which is, I mean, it's not true Freeform, but. Where we can sit here and be truly creative, I enjoy that a whole lot more. And I enjoy that with YouTube, because as long as we can crowbar Roy to talk. I mean, in this, the nice thing about this is that Roy has to. It's your turn, Roy. Do something. So,
when I...
Because, unfortunately, you and I don't have a problem talking.
Not at all. Not one bit.
Tell us what you really feel.
Like, I know that I want to talk. I just have to figure out something to say.
That's right.
Because I...
Sometimes it doesn't even matter that much.
It doesn't... from the people listening, I'm sure it doesn't. One of the things I liked about this game is this game would make a good party game.
Yeah.
I mean, you could introduce... Yeah. We talked about this. I mean, it's a good game for people who are experienced role players, but I think you could make this into a... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great... If you had a couple over, you're like, here's a game, and like you and the wife are playing, or me and my wife are playing, and we want to sit down, or Roy and his wife are playing, you have a couple over, you're like, hey, you want to try a fun game? You know? I'll bet they would. You know, this would be a lot of fun.
If they don't back out of the room right away...
That's right.
Well, you know...
Then you got
we got a fun game.
This is called hentai. Yeah. That's a little
tentacle porn.
Tentacle porn. What, you're not into anime? No. Okay.
Show the kids. Take it home.
But
they like cartoons.
But I think this would make a nice. This would be a fun game if you have some friends that are open-minded enough not to sit down and just want to play euchre with you or something.
And I think the thing about it... If
they don't game.
Yeah, if you did it like that, I think you could tailor it down to, instead of having six choices, you tailor it down to four. I mean, you could make this a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
You could make this a 30-minute, 40-minute game.
You could do one scene each or something.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice mix, though. Yeah. I think it's a nice mix.
I think for us who understand the concept... Can go with the 2-hour game, it's no big deal. You know, we could game for 5 hours and it's fine, as long as we just keep moving. But, you know, for somebody who just wants to sit down at a party and you bring in the wives and all this other stuff, you gotta make it quick and make it move. And I think you can do that as long as you pare down the amount of choices you have.
Well, and I think the other thing is, if you, with all the play sets that are out there, this is kind of an out there nerd play set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they have other play sets.
Sure.
You know, like in the book, that are very, what's the word? I'm not approachable.
Fargo-like.
Well, not approachable is not the word I'm looking for, but people can grasp them easily. I don't know what the phrase I'm looking for there, but they're easily grasped by just Joe Blow, never picked up and die, gamer.
Lowest common denominator.
Yeah. Without, but it's a lot of fun.
Right.
Okay, so thumbs up, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Play again.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things I think it was you'd listened to the podcast or Genisodes or one of those. They talked about, you know, hanging out at Gen Con 2011 and running into people that were just, they had the Fiasco book right there and a bunch of big thing of index cards and a pen. and dice, and then just playing a game. Just, you know, waiting in line. I mean, because the lines last year, I heard about a lot of people playing Fiasco in the lines last year.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that didn't hit a dude.
Well, you could have done it.
Yeah.
Of course.
This year, make sure you get your tickets sent to you.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did. But I will never will call again. Okay. Do we have anything else we want to discuss while we're here? While we got the mics on?
Price of tea in China. It's going up.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
So.
Oh.
Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition.
That sucks.
No.
Not necessarily. Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Don Cornelius died today.
Yeah.
That was pretty sad.
Yeah. Anybody know who came out on... Well, we don't want to talk about politics. I'm just wondering what happened in Florida.
Mm-hmm. What? Romney won.
Did he win?
Yeah, big.
15 points.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I hadn't heard.
He shoved his foot in his mouth today. We won't talk about that. politics.
Yeah, we don't discuss
that. We don't discuss that.
Yeah, we don't do
that. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.
Night, Todd.
Good night.
So, there you have it. We hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed playing. Don't forget to download the playset from our website, RusackGamers.com. Leave us feedback on our blog, or send us email to Roy@RusackGamers.com. You can also leave us voicemail at 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. So for legal reasons, I do remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License.